Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请我们打开哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
1 Corinthians 13:13.
哥林多前书第十三章第十三节。
And now abide faith, hope, love. These three things, and the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
May we have a further word of prayer?
让我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather here this morning,
亲爱的主，当我们早上聚集在这里的时候，
our hearts bow in worship.
我们的心向你敬拜。
We praise and thank thee that even in this last hour,
我们感谢赞美你，就算在这最后的时间，
thou still give us opportunity to gather together in thy name.
你还是给我们机会能够聚集在你的名里。
We thank thee for thy long suffering.
我们为你长存的忍耐祷告，赞美你。
We thank thee for thy grace and mercy.
我们感谢你为着你的恩典和怜悯。
We commit this time into thy hand.
我们将这段时间交托在你的手中。
And we pray that thy spirit will take charge over us.
我们祷告你的灵会 再一次的驾驭我们。
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，你的仆人听见。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们在主的 宝贝的名里祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for giving us such a time together.
我们感谢神，他给我们有这样子的时间。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all know that we are living in the last time, hour.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信我们都知道，我们已经是活在最末了的时间。
Our Lord Jesus can come back any moment.
我们的主耶稣能够任何时间的，他能够回来。
How good it will be that he will come now.
如果他现在就回来，那是多么的好。
But he knows us.
但是他认识我们。
So he always gives us another opportunity.
所以他常常给我们另外一个机会。
That we may all be ready for him.
那让我们能够为着他装备等候自己。
So as we gather this morning,
所以今天早上当我们在这里聚集的时候，
we want to give this time to our Lord himself.
我们想要将这一段的时间给我们主耶稣自己。
And let his spirit speak to us.
让他的灵再一次向我们说话。
And prepare us for his imminent return.
那继续的装备我们为着他的再来。
I believe there is nothing better than his return.
我相信没有任何一件事情比他回来再好不过的。
But the point is,
但是这我们的点是
are we ready?
我们准备好了吗？
So may our time together be a time of getting ready for our Lord.
所以当我们这一段时间让我们来为我们自己为着主而准备。
As I waited upon the Lord,
当我在主面前等候的时候，
the Lord has led me to 1 Corinthians 13:13.
主就将我带到哥林多前书第十三章第十三节。
We all know that 1 Corinthians 12 speak of spiritual manifestations.
我们都知道在哥林多前书的第十二章呢，讲到圣灵的彰显。
And that is about spiritual gifts.
那个所讲的呢，就是讲到属灵的恩赐。
But when you come to 1 Corinthians 13,
但是当你来到哥林多前书第13章,
as you find in 12, the last verse,
当你看到第12节, 就是之前那一节,
in chapter 12, verse 31,
在, 第12章的第31节,
but desire earnestly the greater gifts, and yet show I unto you a way of more surpassing excellence.
你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐, 我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
So 1 Corinthians 13 is the more surpassing excellent way.
所以哥林多前书第13章呢, 就是这个最妙的道。
Why is it so?
为什么是这样子呢?
Spiritual gifts are important.
属灵的恩赐是非常重要的。
But in chapter 13, it tells us.
但是在第13章告诉我们,
spiritual gifts are temporal.
这些属灵的恩赐呢, 都是暂时的。
Not only they are temporal, but they are not complete.
他们不只是暂时的, 同时他们也是不完全的。
The more important thing is spiritual life.
更重要的呢, 是属灵的生活。
Because it is spiritual life that uses spiritual gift.
那因为呢, 就是属灵的生命要来使用这些属灵的恩赐。
So as we pursue our Lord Jesus,
所以当我们在追求我们的主耶稣的时候,
we need to pay special attention to spiritual life.
我们特别要注意的是我们属灵的生命。
And spiritual life is expressed in faith, hope, and love.
那我们的, 属灵的生命呢, 就是借由信、望和爱来彰显出来。
So this time we would like to share together on these three things.
所以这一次我们想要来交通关于这三样事情。
But we are not going to deal with these things from the theological standpoint.
但是我们不想要有这个, 神学的角度来看这三件事情。
We want to see these things in life.
我们想要在, 生命里头看见这三样。
So what we will be doing this time.
所以这一次我们所要做的,
we will find someone in the New Testament that will show us these three things.
我们就要从新约里头找一个人能够在他的身上看到这三样事情。
Not just one person, but three persons.
不只是一个人, 其实是三个人。
We will find one who will specialize on faith.
我们要找一个特别的人呢, 他是专注在信方面。
And another one on hope.
另外一个是望。
And another one on love.
然后还有一个是爱。
And of course,
当然,
above all these,
在这个,
we will find in Christ, who is all and in all.
那当然在这之上呢, 我们所看到的就是基督, 祂是包罗万有的万有。
And this morning, we would like to share together,
今天,
on faith.
今天早上我们要来交通信。
Will you please turn to Romans?
请你们翻到罗马书,
Romans chapter 1,
罗马书第一章,
verse 17,
第17节,
Romans 1:17,
罗马书第一章第17节,
For righteousness of God is revealed therein, on the principle of faith, to faith, according as it is written, But the just shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来, 这义是本于信, 以至于信, 如经上所记, 义人必因信得生。
It tells us that the righteousness of God is revealed on the principle of faith.
在这里呢, 他说神的义是显明在信上面。
How can we receive that righteousness of God?
我们如何能够接受到神的义呢？
The salvation of God is based upon faith.
神的救恩是本于信的。
The salvation of God is not based upon work.
神的救恩并不是在于工作。
How often we find because we think it is by work, therefore we miss his salvation.
很多时候我们认为这是因为我们的工作才能得救，所以我们就失去了得救恩。
But whenever we realize that our work is not sufficient,
但是当我们知道我们的工作是不完全的，不够的。
It is only by faith that we receive salvation.
只有本于信，我们才能够得到救恩。
Because salvation itself is based upon faith.
因为救恩本身就是本于信的。
God give it to us to be received by faith.
神将救恩给我们，就要让我们用信来接受。
And it is only by faith that we enter into all that God has provided for us.
那也借由信，我们才能够支取神为我们所有预备的一切。
We remember that one day when our Lord Jesus was during his last entry into Jerusalem.
我们还记得当主耶稣最后一次进到耶路撒冷的时候
In the morning, he was hungry.
在早晨的时候他饿了
And he saw a fig tree.
那他就看到 一棵无花果树
And it is full of leaves.
这个树上呢有很多的叶子
So he went to the fig tree to get some fruit.
那他就去这个无花果树，想要摘一点果子来吃。
Now of course, in the winter time,
那当然在这个冬天的时候
，the fig tree had leaves, but very few figs.
那在冬天的时候呢，这个无花果树呢会有很多的叶子，但是非常少的果子。
And these figs, if they were there.That it shows that in the summer there will be plenty of figs.
那如果在这个时间你可以看到一些的无花果的话，那就知道在夏天的时候这棵树就会有很多的果子。
If there is no fig at that time, it shows that in the summer there will be no fig.
但是如果在那个时间没有找到任何的无花果的话，在夏天的时候就不会有任何的果子。
So.It was not the time of many figs, but at least there should be something like figs in the fig tree.
所以在那个时间并不是无花果非常茂盛很多果子的时候，但是在那里呢，应该有一些的果子。
But there was no fig.
但是并没主耶稣并没有找到任何果子。
It shows that this tree will not bear figs.
那就证明了这棵树呢不会再结无花果。
So you remember our Lord Jesus in his whole life on earth just cursed one thing.
那你就知道主耶稣在他的地上的生活里头呢就咒诅了一次。
He cursed that fig tree.
他咒诅这一棵无花果树。
That this tree would never bear fruit again.
那这棵树呢就永远不会再结果子。
And the next day, when they passed through that place again,
那隔天他们在经过那个地方的时候
，they noticed that the tree had died.
他们就发觉那棵树已经枯干死了。
And you remember how Peter said, "Lord, this tree is dead."
那你知道彼得怎么说吗？彼得跟主耶稣说，这棵树枯干了，死了。
And our Lord said, "Have faith in God."
那主就对他说，你对神要有信心。
In the original, it is have the faith of God.
在原来的意思就是要有神来的信心。
We should have the faith of God.
我们需要有神的信心。
Because everything is based upon faith.
因为所有的事情都是本于信的。
What is faith?
那信是什么呢？
I think the best explanation is found in Hebrew chapter 11。
我想啊，最好的解释呢，就是在希伯来书第十一章。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1。
在希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is the substantiating power.
啊，信心呢，就是那些实底的一个力量。
You see on the wall these words.
你在啊这一堵墙上呢，有看到这些字。
And this is fact.
那这个呢是一个事实。
As you enter into this room,
当你进到这个房子里头的时候
，you see these words on the wall.
你看到在墙上的这些字。
We can call this substance.
我们可以看，我们可以说这个是实际或是实底。
But your eye substantiate these things.
但是是因为借着你的眼睛能够看到这些实际。
What is on the wall has come within you.
啊，在这个墙上所打出来的字呢，就变成到你里头了。
You can see it.
你可以看见它们。
You can read it.
你可以读这些字。
You can enjoy it.
你可以享受这些字。
But suppose a blind person comes into this room.
但是如果有一个瞎了眼的人进到这个房间来。
And you tell him, look at the wall.
你就跟他讲，看那些看墙上的字。
There are these important words there.
啊，在这个墙上呢，有一些很重要的字。
But the blind said, I do not see.
但是这一个瞎了眼的人就说，我看不见。
Because he does not have that substantiating power.
因为他没有那个实际的力量，没有把事情变为实际的力量。
He cannot bring the substance outside of him into himself.
他没有办法将外面实际的事情带到他自己里面。
Now what is faith?
那信心是什么？
Faith is that substantiating power.
啊，信心呢，就是能够上啊，我们所将我们所看见的事情变为实际的。
Things that hope for.
是啊，我们所望之事。
We can substantiate into us and make it an experience.
我们能够将这些所望之事变成我们的实底，那并且我们能够经历这些。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
All the works of God are based on faith.
神所有的工作呢，都是出于信的。
And if we want to have part with his work,
你如果想要在他的工作里头有份，
It requires faith to substantiate them.
就需要信心将他们成为实际。
Formerly we do not have faith.
在过去我们并没有信心。
But as we come to the Lord,
但是当我们来到主的时候，
and see all that he has accomplished for us,
看到他为我们所完成的一切，
God grant us faith to substantiate all into our life.
神将信心放在我们里面，使神所做的一切成为我们的实际。
And that's the way that our Christian life begins to grow.
那就是我们基督徒生命开始成长的时候。
From faith to faith.
由信心至于信。
Now we want to use a person, his life to illustrate how faith works.
啊，我们想要用一个人的啊生命来啊彰显信心是如何工作的。
Now of all the apostles in the New Testament, whom do you think we would choose?
啊，在所有的啊主的使徒里头呢，你觉得我们应该选谁？
Who will express faith in his life?
哪一个人能够在他的生命里头啊显明信心？
In whose life? Can we learn faith?
在谁的生活里头、生命里头，我们能够学习信心。
I personally think
啊，我个人觉得
it is Paul
是保罗。
This is why in Romans
啊，这也是为什么在罗马书的时候
in Romans chapter 1
在罗马书的第一章
verse 17 he says this。
在第十七节他这样子说
The righteousness of God is revealed on therein on the principle of faith to faith according as it is written but the just shall live by faith
神的义、啊、正在这福音上显明出来这义是本于信以至于信如经上所记义人必因信得生
Now as we review the life of Paul
啊、当我们在看到、啊、保罗的生活的时候
We find that in the beginning he had no faith
我们看到他刚开始的时候呢是没有信心的
But he had lots of works
但是他有很多的工作
He was brought up in a devout Jewish family
他是被一个他是生长在一个非常虔诚的犹太教的犹太人的家里。
Even though they live in Tarsus, which is a Gentile city.
虽然他们住在是大树是一个外邦的城市。
Yet somehow you find that family was a very devout Jewish family.
但是非常有趣的你发觉他们那一家人呢是非常虔诚的犹太人。
He told us himself of his past in Philippians chapter 2.
啊，他自己告诉我们在啊腓立比书第二章讲到他自己。
How he was circumcised on the eighth day.
他在第八日受了割礼。
He was of the tribe of Benjamin.
他是便雅悯支派的人。
And when he was young, he was sent to Jerusalem.
当他在年轻的时候，他就被送到耶路撒冷。
To study under Gamaliel.
啊，他是在加玛利的在那里跟他学习的。
Gamaliel at that time was the greatest Jewish teacher.
啊，加玛利在那时候呢是一个非常大的犹太的一个教师。
And he learned God's law under Gamaliel.
他就在加玛利那里呢学到神的律法。
He was very zealous.
他非常非常的热心。
He tried to keep every letter of the law.
他是想要在所有律法的每一个字上都非常的坚守。
And he was zealous for Jewish tradition.
他也为着这一些犹太的传统非常的热心。
Yeah, we know that at that time the Jewish tradition was considered the greatest tradition. In the world.
在那时候犹太他们的传统呢是最好的传统
so many Gentiles try to learn from them
所以很多外邦人想要跟他们学习
and this man he was called Saul in the beginning
啊，那这个人呢一开始的时候他的名字叫做扫罗
he was named after the first Jewish king
他就是这个第一个犹太人的君王的名字
And he was so zealous.
他是非常的有热心。
He accepted all the traditions in the Jewish religion.
他就接受了所有从犹太教来的一些传统。
You know, young people at that time as well as now.
啊，你知道吗？年轻人在那个时候跟今天一样。
What will they be seeking for?
啊，他们所追求的是什么呢？
Of course.The world.
啊，当然就是世界。
Sometimes young people will tell me.
啊，有时候一些人会告诉我。
You are old.
啊，你老了。
For you not to love the world is easy.
啊，对你来说，不要爱世界是非常容易。
Because you have experience already.
因为你已经经历世界。
We are young people.
啊，我们是年轻人。
We want to know what is in the world.
我们要想要知道在世界上有什么。
But this young man was different.
但是这个年轻人不一样。
He denied the world.
他放弃了世界。
But devoted himself to serve God.
但是完全的将他自己奉献要服侍神。
He served God zealously.
他非常热心的在服侍神。
According to Jewish tradition.
是按照这个犹太的传统。
He had no revelation.
他没有任何的启示。
So he based upon Jewish tradition.
所以他就介于这个犹太的传统。
And he persecuted the followers of Jesus.
那他就逼迫了主耶稣的门徒。
Because according to Jewish tradition, they considered Jesus as an impostor.
因为他们认为呢，耶稣是一个不好的人。
He did it. With the thought of serving God.
他这样子的做呢，为着是他认为他这样子是服侍神。
But he was in darkness.
但是他是在黑暗里头。
But God knew him.
但是神认识他。
God will allow him to go as far as possible.
神让他越离越远，到最远的程度。
Because we always say, the love cord of God is long.
因为我们常常说诫命是
cord
解爱性爱神
the love cord of God is long
因为神的爱神是非常长的
so he will allow you to go as far as possible
所以他就会让你呢走到最远的地步
and then he will pull back
那他就将这个绳子拉回来
So this young man, he persecuted Christians in Jerusalem.
所以这个年轻人呢，就在耶路撒冷逼迫基督徒。
When Stephen was stoned,
当史蒂凡被石头打死的时候
，he was watching the clothes of those people.
他就是在看守那些打死史蒂凡人的衣服。
He heard Stephen.
他听见了史蒂凡。
He saw Stephen.
他看见史提凡。
Because Stephen's face at that time was like an angel.
因为史提凡的脸就像天使一样。
And before Stephen died, he asked God to forgive these people.
当史提凡要殉道之前呢，他求神赦免这些人。
As a gentleman, he could not but be touched.
就算是一个人呢，他一定会被摸着的。
But somehow he tried to overcome his conscience.
但是他就要压制他自己的良心。
And he doubled his effort to punish Christians.
他就变本加厉的来逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians even into Gentile cities.
他就算是到了外邦的城市里头呢，他还是继续逼迫基督徒。
And God allowed him to do that.
但是神容许他这样子做。
His rope of love is long.
他的爱，他的慈神爱所是长的。
Then you all remember the story.
那你就还记得这个故事。
How on the road to Damascus.
在去大马士革的路上。
With the high priest's letter.
有这个大祭司的文书。
To capture Christians, bring them to Jerusalem and condemn them.
就将所有的基督徒带到耶路撒冷，为了要控告他们。
But while he was nearing Damascus,
但是当他快到大马士革的时候
，Suddenly a light came from heaven.
忽然从天上有一个大光。
It is brighter than the noonday sun.
这个大光呢，比这个中午正午的太阳还要更大。
It is so powerful.
这个光是这样子的有力。
They all fell down upon the earth.
他们都扑倒在地。
And Saul alone heard a voice.
但是只有扫罗他自己听见一个声音。
In Hebrews.
在希伯来文。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗。你为什么逼迫我?
It is hard for you to kick against the gods.
你知道要踢这个石头是不容易的。踢这个刺是不容易的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the older people may understand this.
这个比较年长的可能会了解。
The younger people probably is difficult to understand.
比较年轻的可能就有一点困难来了解这个事。
Because there is a background there.
因为在这里呢有一个背景。
In the old days, in farming.
在这个古时，在这个农作物的时候。
You use a horse or an animal.
你可能在耕田的时候是用一匹马或者是一些动物。
And you yoke them.
那你就用轭把它们绑在一起。
And the farmer, he will guide his animal to plow the field.
那这个农夫呢，就借由这个轭能够带这个这些牛来耕田。
But the animal has its own idea.
但是这些动物可能有他们自己的想法。
If it is not trained.
他们并不是受了训练的。
So when the animal sees something outside.
那所以这些动物看到其他的地方有一些东西的时候。
It will turn sideways.
那这些动物呢就想要转，要想要离开他们这个耕的田。
Then the field will not be straight.
那如果是这样子的话，他们所耕出来的田就不会是直的。
So how did the farmer guide the animal?
所以这些农夫他们要怎么样来带领，怎么样的引领这一些动物呢？
He has a gourd in his head.
他就有在他的手上有一根刺。
The gourd is something, a rod with a sharp end.
那这根刺呢，就是有一个非常尖的一个头。
So when the animal is trying to go aside,
当这些动物要偏离他们所应该耕的田的时候，
the farmer will use that gourd to touch its feet.
那这个农夫呢，就会用这根刺来刺一下这个动物的脚。
Of course, he does not want to hurt that animal to kill it.
当然他不想要伤害这些动物，然后以至于他们死了。
So it's a gentle touch.
所以是一个非常轻微的一个接触。
But it reminds the animal that there is a master.
那就告诉并且提醒了这一些动物呢，有一个主人在这里。
So after the animal has been touched several times, he begins to learn the lesson.
那当这一个动物被触碰了几次之后呢，他们就学了这个功课。
And will follow his master.
那就会跟着主人走。
So what the Lord is saying to Saul was.
所以主在这里跟扫罗所说的。
You are not your own master.
你并不是你自己的主人。
You are born to be my servant.
你生来就是要作为我的仆人。
You have a master.
你有一个主人。
And if you do not do the work of the master,
如果你不做按照主人要你做的工，
and insist upon your own idea,
那你要坚持你自己的意见。
I will touch you with a gourd.
那我就会用刺来触碰你。
I will touch your conscience.
我会来触碰到你的良心。
Make you feel bad about it.
让你觉得有一个不好的感觉。
Until you fully repented.
直到你完全的悔改。
Because I have an idea for you.
因为我在你身上有一个意向，有一个旨意。
I want you to serve my purpose.
我要你来服侍我的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is not just only for Saul.
这并不只是为了扫罗。
Every human being that is born into this world,
每一个生在这个世上的人，
is born with a master.
是生下来就有一个主人。
We are here to serve God's purpose.
我们在这里是要服侍神的旨意。
We are not here to serve our own purpose.
我们并不是在这里要成就我们自己的想法，自己的旨意。
If we deviate from God's purpose,
我们就从神的旨意偏离了。
He will touch our conscience.
当我们偏离的时候，他就会刺啊，他会触碰我们的良心。
And able to feel it, sense it.
那我们就能够感觉到，我们就能够知道。
That we may repent and return to Him.
那我们就能够悔改并且转向他。
So this is what the Lord is saying to Saul.
这就是啊主对扫罗所说的话。
You are not your own master.
你不是你自己的主人。
You are my servant.
你是我的仆人。
I have a purpose for your life.
啊，我在你的生命里头有一个旨意。
You better obey me.
你最好是顺服我。
And thank God, Saul understood.
啊，感谢神，扫罗明白了。
But he did not know who this one was speaking to him.
但是他并不认识跟他说话的这一位是谁。
You know, Saul was a person who always took the lead.
你知道扫罗是一个非常有领导能力的人。
He was one to direct other people.
他是领导其他人的人。
But now he understood he had a master.
但是现在他了解他有一个主人。
So he said, Lord,Who are you?
所以他说，主啊，你是谁？
He called him Lord.
他叫他主。
Because he knows this one is more powerful than he is.
因为他知道这一位呢是比他自己大有能力。
Lord, who are you?
主啊，你是谁？
And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom you persecuted.
主就说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
You know, Saul was a Pharisee.
你知道吗？扫罗是一个法利赛人。
The Pharisees were expert in argument.
法利赛人呢，他们对于这个辩论是非常强的。
Saul can argue and said.
扫罗可能会辩驳的说
，Lord, you are in heaven, I'm on earth.
主啊，你在天上，我在地上。
We have never met.
我们从未相识。
How can I persecute you?
我怎么能够逼迫你呢？
But the Lord shows him.
但是主就显明给他看。
These Christians that he persecutes are the members of his body.
这一些他所逼迫的基督徒呢，是主身体上的肢体。
If you touch any member of the body, you touch the head.
你如果惊动了身体上的任何一个肢体，就等于惊动了头。
Thank God, Saul didn't argue as a Pharisee.
感谢神，扫罗并没有用他法利赛人的方式跟神辩驳。
He yielded.
他就给出来了，他就让主。
And you know the second question he asked.
那你知道他第二个所问的问题
？Lord, what should I do?
主啊，我应该做什么？
In other words,
换句话说
，He has accepted Jesus as his Lord.
他已经接受耶稣成为他的主。
Now he's waiting for command.
现在他就等着主所要给他的命令。
He did not know what to do from now on.
他并不晓得从现在开始他要做什么。
Because he was his own master before.
因为之前他是他自己的主人。
He could do whatever.He decided.
他可以做他任何他自己所决定的事。
And now he capitulated to Christ.
但是他现在将自己给了神，给基督。
So he said, Lord, what should I do?
所以他说，主啊，我应当做什么？
And you know the story.
那你就知道后面的故事。
How the Lord called him to serve him.
神就呼他招他来做来服侍他。
So this is how Saul was saved.
所以这就是扫罗如何的得救。
And then we find that when he was saved, he was in Damascus.
那我们知道，当他得救的时候，他是在大马士革。
So he was with these Christians.In Damascus.
所以他就在他就在大马士革跟一些基督徒在一起。
And there, how he preached Jesus is the Son of God.
在那里呢，他就传讲主是神的儿子。
But then, if you read the book of Acts,
但是如果你继续的读到《使徒行传》
，Actually, there was a gap of several years.
啊，在那个中间呢，有一个差，有失去了几年。
Because he did not stay in Damascus all the time.
因为他并没有在那些年间呢，继续的住在大马士革。
He went to Arabia.
他就到了那个阿拉伯。
Actually, he went back to where Moses and Elijah was before.
他就去了摩西跟以利亚他们以前所在的地方。
And there he had to re-read the Bible.
在那里呢，他就要重新再读圣经。
He was familiar with the Old Testament.
他对旧约是非常的熟悉。
But now he has to read it under a new light.
但是他现在需要在新的光下来读这些圣经。
So he spent about 2 or 3 years in Arabia.
所以他就在阿拉伯花了2到3年的时间。
I often wonder.
啊，我常常在想
，What you find in Romans chapter 7 and 8?
啊，当我们读到罗马书第七章跟第八章的时候
，When you read about such experience.
当你读到这样子的经历的时候
，You wonder when did it happen in the life of Paul.
你就会想这些事情到底是在保罗哪一个阶段发生的呢
？You know we as Christians.
你知道我们基督徒
，After we are saved.
在我们得救之后
，Sooner or later.
在一些时间之后。
We have to experience Romans 7 and 8.
我们一定会经历到罗马书第七章跟第八章。
Because in Romans chapter 7,
因为在罗马书第七章
here was a man who had been enlightened by God.
这里有一个是被神光照的人。
It was through that enlightenment he began to realize the impossibility of his flesh.
那借由这样子光照的经历呢，他就知道他自己的肉体是没有办法的。
You know, when we are first saved,
你知道当我们刚刚得救的时候
we are very zealous for the Lord.
我们对主是非常的热心。
And we try to do things to serve God.
我们想要试着做一些事情来服侍神。
But we all do these things according to our own idea.
但是我们所做的事情都是按照我们自己的想法而做的。
And by our own strength.
用我们自己的力量。
Until gradually we realize.
那渐渐的我们就发觉
that in our flesh there is no good.
在我们的肉体里头呢是没有好没有善的事。
We cannot serve God in the power of our flesh.
我们没有办法用我们自己肉体的力量来服侍神。
And God will begin to reveal to us.
那神也会渐渐地告诉让我们知道。
We need not only to be delivered from all these sins.
我们 不仅是要从这些事情被拯救出来。
We need to be delivered from our flesh.
我们同时也需要从我们自己的肉体被拯救出来。
So gradually we begin to realize this.
所以渐渐的我们就发觉我们了解这些事情。
Because our mind has been renewed.
因为我们的心思被更新了。
So we begin to know the will of God.
所以我们就开始认识神的旨意。
And we want to do the will of God.
那我们也想要按照神的旨意而做。
But to know is one thing, to do is another thing.
但是知道是一件事情，做出来又是另外一件事。
What we want to do, we cannot do.
我们想要做的，我们却行不出来。
What we do not want to do, we do it.
但是我们不想做的事情，我们反而行出来了。
I believe all of us Christians must have gone through this process.
我想我们所有的基督徒一定都经过这样子的一个过程。
I remember when I was first saved.
我记得当我刚刚得救的时候。
I was so grateful to God.
我对神是非常的感激。
I offer myself to Him.
我将我自己奉献给他。
I told him I will go to Mongolia to preach the gospel.
我告诉他我会去到蒙古传福音。
But I've never been there.
但是我从来没有去过。
And in school, I tried to organize Christian groups.
啊，那在学校的时候呢，我想要组织一些啊基督徒的团体。
That was in middle high school.
啊，那是在中学的时候。
And go to the villages to preach.
那到了啊乡村去传福音。
We pray for the sick.
啊，我们为着这些啊疾病的人祷告。
I remember one day.We were in the village.
啊，我还记得有一天我们在这个乡村里。
And we were told a person was very sick.
啊，那我们就收到消息说有一个人生病非常严重。
So we all went in.
所以我们都去了那个地方。
Put our hands all over his body.
啊，那将我们的手都按在这个病人身上。
And pray for him.
啊，为他祷告。
We did not know he was already dead.
啊，我们不晓得他已经死了。
And he was dead of meningitis.
啊，那他是因着啊霍乱啊虐脑膜炎而死的。
Very contagious.
啊，他是非常有传染力的一个疾病。
Fortunately, he did not rise up.
啊，幸好他并没有再起来。
So that was the way when we were first.
所以就是这就是我们刚刚得救的时候的光景。
Everything was based upon our own energy.
所有的事情都是按照我们自己的力量而做。
Upon our own thinking.
啊，用着我们自己的思想。
But gradually.
但是渐渐的。
By the mercy of God.
借由神的怜悯。
He began to deal with us.
他开始要来啊调整我们。
We began to realize.That what he desires, we have no power to do it.
我们就知道他神所想要做的心愿呢，我们是没有能力来做。
But what we want to do, we have no power. What we do not want to do, we do it.
我们想要做的自己却行不出来，我们不想要做的那些我们都做了。
We have a civil war within us.
啊，在我们的里头有一个内战。
And it's More of defeat than of victory.
然后我们常常是失败多过于得胜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
if you have such experience,
如果你有这样子的经历
you are on the way of spiritual growth.
你就是在这个属灵的增长上已经跨出了一步。
If you do not have such experience,
如果你没有这样子的经历
I pray to God.That he will bother you.
那我就向神祷告，他会在这里搅扰你。
Because this is the only way that we can be delivered from the power of sin.
因为这就是我们唯一能够从啊、被从罪里头拯救出来的路。
So you find this man, Paul, Saul.
所以你就看到这个人啊、保罗，扫罗。
After he was saved.
在他得救之后。
He was zealous for God.
他对神是非常有热心。
But then he realized there was a civil war within him.
但是他认识在他里头呢有一个内战。
He cried to God.
他向神呼求。
He said, "Who can deliver me from this body of death?"
他说谁能够拯救我在这个罪身
？Thank God. In the following verse 25, he said.Thank God through Jesus Christ.
在啊，在下一节第二十五节，他说：“感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督。”
We cannot overcome the power of sin within us by ourselves.
我们并没有办法在我们里头对抗这个罪的权势。
It is through Jesus Christ that we overcome that power.
只有借着耶稣基督，我们才能够在那个权势上得胜。
So on.I personally think probably Paul experienced this while he was in Arabia.
所以啊，我个人相信啊，保罗是在他在阿拉伯的时间的时候呢，经历了这一些。
And he began to see Christ as his life.
那他就看到基督乃是他的生命。
Not only Christ forgave his sins.
啊、基督并不只是赦免他的罪
But he said for me to live is Christ
他说对我来说活着乃是基督
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
，This is a very important Christian experience.
这是一个非常重要的基督徒经历。
And this experience is also through faith.
那这个经历呢，也是介于信心。
And the next episode in the life of Paul.
保罗的下一章的生活里头。
We turn to Acts chapter 15.
我们来到使徒行传第十五章。
We know that Paul.
我们知道保罗。
He was in Antioch.
他是在安提亚的地方。
And they went from the Lord called him from Antioch to go out to preach.
那主呢就打发他从安提亚出去传道。
Then in chapter 15 of the book of Acts,
在使徒行传的第十五章
，there were some brothers that came from Jerusalem from James.
那从耶路撒冷呢有一些弟兄们，他们从雅各那里来。
And they told the people, the Gentiles, remember.
那他就告诉那些人是外邦人。
That they need to be circumcised.
那他们需要这些外邦信徒需要受割礼。
Unless you become a Jew first, then you can be saved.
如果你不成为一个犹太人，你就不能得救。
And of course, Paul and Barnabas argue with them.
那当然，保罗跟巴拿巴跟他们有一些争论。
They stood on the principle of faith.
他们是站在信心的根基上。
So you remember how they went to Jerusalem.
所以你记得他们如何一起去到耶路撒冷。
Because the problem came from Jerusalem.
因为问题是从耶路撒冷而来。
So they went to Jerusalem to see the elders and apostles try to solve this problem.
所以他们就去了耶路撒冷跟那些长老跟那些使徒们商议这件事情。
It is a very important conference.
这是一个非常非常重要的特会。
Because it determines whether it is by faith or faith with works.
那这个就建立了是不是只是借着工作或者是借着信而工作能得救。
And thank God you find how Paul and Barnabas stood their ground.
那感谢神，我们就看到保罗跟巴拿巴是站住这个地位。
And later on, the apostles in Jerusalem agree with them.
那后来在耶路撒冷的使徒们就同意他们。
So they went back.
所以他们就回去了。
And then Peter, he went to Antioch.
那后来呢，彼得就去了安提亚。
And when Peter went there, he did not separate himself from these Gentiles.
彼得他自己到了那个地方，没有将他自己跟这些外邦人分别出来。
He ate with them.
他跟他们一起吃饭。
He acted as one of them.
他就是好像在他们里头融为一体。
But when some people coming from Jerusalem from James arrived,
但是当一些从耶路撒冷从雅各那边来的弟兄来到这个地方的时候
，Now Peter tried to keep himself away from the Gentiles.
那彼得就开始将他呢从那些外邦人里头分别出来。
And it was so that even Barnabas did the same thing.
就算是巴拿巴好像也这样子做了。
But in Galatians chapter 2,
但是在加拉太书第二章
you see Paul stood for faith.
但是你看到保罗是站在信心的立场上。
And he even was able to confront Peter.
他就在那个时间指证了彼得。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Peter accepted.
彼得接受了那样的指证。
How do we know?
我们如何知道？
When he wrote his epistle.
当彼得写到他的书信的时候，
You remember in his first epistle at the end, He said, Brother Paul has something to say which is hard to understand.
保罗，彼得在他第一封书信的末了讲到说，保罗有一些话呢是非常难以接受的。
But it is the word of God.
但是那是神的话。
So here again you find Paul stood on the principle of faith.
所以在这里我们看到保罗是站在信心的根基上。
So faith was not lost in the among the Christians at that time.
所以信心就没有在基督徒里头被失去了。
And even today we are under its benefit.
就到今天我们还是接受这样子的信心的利益。
Then if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
你如果读哥林多后书第十二章，
you find Paul mentioned about the visions and revelations of the Lord.
你就看到保罗所提到的他对基督的启示跟异象。
He said, I know a man.
他说我知道一个人。
Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know.
或在肉身或在身外我都不知道。
And this man was raptured to the third heaven.
那这个人被提到第三层天上去。
I know a man.
我认得这人。
Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know.
或在肉身或在身外我都不知道。
But this man was caught away to paradise.
他被提到乐园里。
And heard things that cannot be exposed.
听见隐秘的言语是人不可说的。
And this revelation was so great.
那这个启示是这样子的大。
That the enemy put a stake, as it were, into his body.
那这个仇敌呢，就在他的身上放了一根刺。
It is not a small thing, but a stake.
并不是一个小小的东西，是一个大的刺钉子。
And for this, he asked Lord three times to be removed.
为了这事呢，他三次求过神，将这根刺能够移开。
And the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
但是主对他说，我的恩典够你用。
And my power is perfected in your weakness.
我的能力在人的软弱上。显得完全。
So you remember Paul said, I boast of my weakness.
所以你记得保罗说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
That the power of God may be perfected in me.
好叫基督的能力庇护我。
Now this is a tremendous revelation.
这是一个极大的启示。
But what he heard in paradise was not allowed to reveal.
但是他在乐园所听见的是不能够被启示出来。
And I often wonder.
那我常常在想。
He did not say what he saw in the third heaven could not be revealed.
他并没有说在第三层天上所看到的东西是不可以打开的。
Now what did he see in the third heaven?
那他到底在第三层天上看到什么东西？
You remember there is another one.
你记得还有一次
John,
约翰
He was raptured to the third heaven.
他也被提到第三层天。
And what did he see?
但是约翰看到什么呢？
What did he relate to us?
约翰怎么样子告诉我们的？
The whole book of Revelation.
这整本的启示录。
Oh my, it is a big revelation.
这是非常大的启示。
But Paul,
但是保罗
He was taken to the third heaven.
他被提到第三层天上。
But he didn't tell us what he has seen and heard.
但是他没有告诉我们他看见他听见了什么。
So I wonder.
所以我在想。
Brothers and sisters, have a guess.
弟兄姊妹们，你们猜猜看。
What do you think he has seen and heard?
你猜保罗看到什么，听到什么。
I think,
我认为
the letter to the Ephesians and the letter to the Colossians are what he saw in the third heaven.
在第三层天上，保罗所看见的就是写在以弗所书跟哥罗西书这两本书信的。
The eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意。
What can be greater than the eternal purpose of God?
还有什么是比神永远的心意更大的呢？
He saw how Christ is the head of all things.
他看到基督乃是万事的头。
And he saw how the church is to be completed in Christ.
那他看见教会呢就要在基督里得到完全。
That is the greatest revelation we have ever received.
那就是我们所接受的东西里头最大的启示。
So I personally wonder whether that is what Paul saw.In the third heaven.
所以我个人觉得那可能是保罗在第三层天上所看见的。
And for such revelation, the enemy put a stake in his life.
那因为这样子的启示呢，仇敌就在他身上放了一个钉子，一根刺。
Because this is a great revelation.
因为这是一个极大的启示。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
We need to know the eternal purpose of God.
我们需要认识神永远的旨意。
God has a purpose.
神有一个旨意。
Greater than we are.
大过我们。
And what is that purpose?
那他的旨意，那个旨意是什么呢？
Let me tell you a story first.
让我来告诉你一个故事。
In England,There was a lady.
在英国有这样的一个女士
called Lady Ogle.
她叫做 Ogle Lady.
I know her personally.
我认识这一位这个女士。
She came from a very wealthy family.
她是从一个非常富有的家里头出生的。
She was the only daughter of her parents.
那她是她父母唯一的一个女儿。
And she was married to a titled.Englishman.
那他就嫁给一个英国人
，wealthy，
一个有头衔的英国人。
And they all died.
那后来他们都死了。
So he inherited all the inheritance.
所以他就有了一个非常大笔的遗产。
She lived in Italy.
他住在意大利。
She had a marble palace there.
在那里他有一个大理石做的一个城堡。
And every year, she went back to England.
那每一年呢他就会回到英国。
To attend the Catholic convention.
就是要参加这些天使。
开西
特会。
He was a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
But she felt.
但是他认为。
Life was meaningless.
生命是没有意义。
She had all the money.
她有很多的金钱。
But that didn't satisfy her.
但是那些都不能使她得到满足。
One year she went back to England.
那有一年她就回到英国。
Before she attended the Catholic convention.
当她还没有去开西特会的时候
She went to attend the Swanwick convention.
她就去了另外一个特会 Swanwick 的特会。
Mrs. Ping Lewis.
那就是宾路易斯夫人的特会。
And while he was there, she was there.
当他在那个特会的时候
，He heard a young man speaking.
他就听到一个年轻人在那里说
，This young man spoke of the eternal purpose of God.
那这个年轻人呢，就讲到神永远的心意，永远的旨意。
When she heard that.
当他听见的时候
，His life was transformed.
他的生命就被改变。
She realized that life has a meaning.
他知道现在生命有意义了。
The God's eternal purpose is to be fulfilled in each and every one of us.
那神永远的旨意就要在我们每一个人的身上得到完全。
So she uses money.To do the Lord's work.
所以他就用了他有的金钱来做主的工作。
I met him in India.
我在印度的时候遇见他。
Long story.
非常长的故事。
I was in Singapore at the Second World War.
在第二次世界大战的时候呢，我是在新加坡。
But I fled from Singapore before Singapore surrendered.
那我就在新加坡还没有投降之前，我逃离了新加坡。
God led me to India.
那神就把我带到印度。
And I was with Lady Go for 2.5 months.
那在那里呢，我就跟这位女士一起在两年半的时间。
She lived a very plain life.
她是有一个非常朴素的生活。
When I first saw him.
当我第一次看到他的时候
，I saw an elderly lady standing at the door.
我看到一个非常年长的女士站在门口
，very plainly dressed.
穿得非常的朴素
，she was very short.
她是非常的矮
，I thought it must be a maid.
我以为是一个在那里用的女佣
，but that was her.
但那个就是这一位女士
，and she said, "Brother Gong."
那她就告诉我说江弟兄
，I know you are coming.
我知道你要来
，because every summer she prayed.
因为每一个夏天她都祷告。
Winter, every winter she prayed.
因为每一个冬天她都祷告。
Whom will I receive during the summer?
那她祷告说，在夏天的时候，她能够有接待谁呢
？Her ministry was to minister to those servants of God, because India was very hot.So they need to vacation there.
那他的负担呢？他的服侍呢？就是要接待所有神的仆人，因为在印度呢，那个天气是非常炎热，他们在那里过暑假就过夏天。
And that year, she said, God told him from Egypt and from China.
他说在那一年呢，他就说要从中国来，跟埃及来。
As one brother said, when she prayed.It seems as the earth shook.
就像有一个弟兄说，当那个姊妹祷告的时候呢，地都在震动。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，It is the eternal purpose of God that transforms that life.
就是神永远的旨意改变了他的一生。
We are so self-centered.
我们都是非常以自我为中心的。
Even in our Christian pursuit, it is all for me.
就算是在我们的基督徒的生活里头的追求呢，还是为着我们自己。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，we live for the eternal purpose of God.
我们活着是为着神永远的旨意。
God has a purpose.
神有一个旨意。
Even before the foundation of the world,
甚至在这个地还没有造之前
，He purposed in Himself.
他在他里头有一个旨意。
And what is that purpose?
那个旨意是什么呢
？Ephesians tells us.
以弗所书告诉我们
，He wants His Son to head up all things.
他叫他的儿子是在成为一切的源头
，to sum up all things.
将所有的事情都归于他
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
That is God's eternal purpose.
那就是神永远的旨意
And in order to do that,
要成就这样子旨意
He will use the church to bring in that marvelous purpose.
他要用教会带进那个伟大的旨意
He wants to do it in his church first and then the whole world.
他要先在他的教会这样子的做，进而做到整个世界。
In our lives,
在我们的生活，在我们的生命里
，He wants to have that 100% submission to Him.
他要在我们的身上得着100%的顺服。
And through our life, the enemy will be defeated.
那借由我们的生命我们这个仇敌就会被击败。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I believe，
我相信
Paul's revelation in 2 Corinthians 12 refers to that。
我相信保罗在哥林多后书那个经历呢，就是将这个写明的。
And it is the same with us.
那对跟我们到对于我们今天呢也是一样的。
There is no higher revelation than this.
没有比这个还要更高的启示了。
We need to see the eternal purpose of God.
我们需要看见神永远的旨意。
We do not live for time.
我们并不是在这里为了时间而生活。
We live for eternity.
我们所活着是为了永远。
We live that Christ may become the one who heads up all things.
我们生活的目的就是基督能够成为万有的头。
Everything will go back to Christ.
所有的事情都会再回到基督。
And it has to begin with us.
但是需要从我们这里开始。
He has to be everything to us.
他需要成为我们的一切。
We have to give him absolute obedience.
我们需要对他完全的顺服。
And his enemy will be defeated.In our lives.
那在我们的生命里头，他的仇敌就能够被我们打败。
How can we overcome the enemy?
我们要如何的得胜过仇敌
？By the blood of the lamb.
啊，借由啊羔羊的血。
It is not because we are better than anybody else.
并不是我们比任何的人还要更好。
But we know the value of the blood.Of our Lord Jesus.
但是我们认识神宝血的功效。
His blood continually cleanses.
他的宝血继续的洁净我们。
That we may live a life close to Him.
那我们的生活就能够更比他跟与他更接近。
And by the word of their testimony.
借由他们话语的见证。
We have a testimony.
我们有一个见证。
It is called the testimony of Jesus.
那这个就是基督，这是耶稣的见证。
And the testimony of Jesus is Jesus is all and in all.
那这个见证呢，就是主是一切的一切。
And if we have that testimony,
如果我们有那样子的见证
，then our word that Jesus is Lord is powerful.
那我们所说的话神他就有大能。
And thirdly,
第三
，they do not love their lives even unto death.
他们不爱惜他们的生命，以至于死。
The life there is the soul life.
那个生命呢，是我们的魂生命。
We are willing to lay down our soul life.
我们愿意放下我们自己的魂生命。
That the life of Christ may take charge over us.
让基督的生命能够在我们里头掌权。
And these are the secrets of victory.
那这个就是得胜的秘诀。
These are the secrets of the overcomers.Of the church.
这就是在教会里头得胜者他们的秘诀。
And God will use the overcomers to defeat the enemy and to bring back Christ.
那神就会用这些得胜者来击败仇敌，然后将基督再带回来。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
We who are saved by grace.
我们是借着恩典而得救的。
He will save us to the uttermost.
他们要的我们要被拯救到完全。
It is not just only saved.
我们并不单单得救。
Saved to be used by God.
我们得救之后能够让神来使用。
To fulfill God's eternal purpose.
来完成神永远的旨意。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
All these you find in the life of Paul.
这些你都在保罗的生活里头看见了。
How he was used by God.
神如何的使用他。
And then when you read 2 Timothy.
当你读到提摩太后书的时候。
Before his martyrdom.
在他还没有为主殉道之前。
He can declare.
他能够说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
在提摩太后书第四章
Verse 7.
第七节
I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me.Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love him. His appearing.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Paul can say, "I have kept the faith."
保罗能够说，所信的道我已经守住了。
And he is looking forward for that crown of righteousness.
他说要仰望的呢，就是呢公义的冠冕。
But this is not just for Paul.
但这不并不只是为着保罗。
This is for all who love the appearing of Christ.
这是要赐给每一个爱慕他显现的人。
So maybe.
所以可能。
That each and every one of us.
我们每一个人。
Are those who love His appearing?
愿我们每一个人都是爱慕他显现的人。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，求你快来。
Dear Lord, this is the cry of our heart.
主啊，这是我们心里头的呼喊。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主，愿你快来。
May we be ready for Thee.
愿我们都能够准备好。
May we be paved.The way of thy return.
愿我们为你回来的道路而准备。
May thy kingdom come.
愿你的国来临。
That all glory and honor may come to thee.
所有的尊贵，所有的荣耀都归于你。
We ask in thy name.
在你的名里祷告。
Amen.